The Sockeye fire outside of Willow is now the state's number one firefighting priority. Governor Bill Walker personally viewed the burned area by air today, while forestry officials are bringing in help from the Lower 48 and British Columbia. Meanwhile, about 50 people in a Houston shelter are waiting to find out if they can go home again. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Sunday's initial response to the Sockeye fire has already cost the Matanuska Sioux Sittner Borough $48,000. That was spent before midnight Sunday, according to borough manager John Moosey, who said today that the borough has requested a disaster declaration from the state. And Governor Bill Walker, fresh off a flyover of the fire area, said in Palmer,
"I'm accepting it today. We'll use the step that's available to me to verbally say we accept this and make this a declaration of disaster."
There's no counting the cost of this fire, which is 0% contained. Some residents don't know if their homes survived the flames. During Sunday's hectic initial response to the fast-spreading fire, some neighborhoods closest to the blaze were voluntarily evacuated before the park's highway shut down. Willow's Frank Cross was one of the evacuees.
"I saw the fire and I'm going, man, the wind is blowing 35 miles an hour. It's 5 miles north of me. I better go back and just kind of keep an eye on things." And I'm looking at this thing and I'm looking at it jump at a quarter mile intervals because of the wind. It flamed up behind Keshwitna Lake back on Sockeye, and it jumped a half a mile out by the road, then jumped over the road, and it jumped, looked like it's jumping, you know, a quarter to half a mile at a time. The wind is pushing the thing.
Cross spent the night in a Red Cross shelter hastily set up at Houston Middle School, as did Greg Hatfield, who made a run from the fire with his dog.
"I just tied him up over there. I gotta go see if I can round up a dog bowl, something to water him with and feed him with."
Was it just you and your dog?
Yeah.
You had to get out?
Yep. Everything we had pretty well went up in flames.
You think so? You know that for sure?
Yeah. We was one of the first ones. We seen the helicopter flying around us. Seen some smoke, but nothing we could do. We just got out of there. Had no idea. And then probably about a half hour later, I got officers hollering, "Get out of here, get out of here."
Gordon Bovey could see the fire 3 miles away from his home at mile 77 on the park's highway.
"We were outside working and all of a sudden noticed a plume of smoke to the north. And my wife actually called 911 and they had just dispatched the fire department. So from there, our day kind of turned. We realized pretty quickly it was headed our direction. So we started packing up our pets, and one of our neighbors is a firefighter, and so we had to pack up his 25 sled dogs as well for him. So we were busy packing up pets and a few household belongings, and shortly thereafter the troopers came through and asked us to leave.
Casey Cook, Borough Emergency Services Manager, has asked evacuees to wait at least until Tuesday to attempt returning home. Cook said Monday that the borough has started damage assessments in individual neighborhoods to determine whose homes are still standing. I'm Ellen Lockyer.